Today I want to talk about a search engine that I discovered partly through Freedom Scientific. It used to be that Google was the number one search engine followed by Bing, but lately it seems that the page for Google has become a bit more cluttered, making it more difficult for JAWS to read it. And so I was looking for a new search engine, and I found iXQuick, and that's I as in igloo, X as in x-ray, quick.com. And one of the differences between iXQuick and Google is that iXQuick is a private search engine, meaning that it will not collect your data like Google does. And as you'll see when I show you the page, that the interface is also a lot cleaner than what Google is. One of the problems with the Google search edit box is that it's what's called an autocomplete edit box, meaning that you can type into it and Google will try to complete your search for you. This can be problematic, especially if you are a Braille display user, because one of the reasons that I switched my search engine was because I found that when trying to do a search with Google in Braille, it would not let me type in contracted Braille, and it would just yield some interesting results. So this new search engine is a lot easier to work with, and the edit box is just your standard edit box. So I'll just go through the main page real quick just to give you an idea of how everything is laid out. And one thing you'll notice is that it says startpage.com. That's just the name of the search engine, but the actual website is ixquick.com. It's just, they just gave it a different name, so I'll just navigate the page just to kind of give you an idea.
Main region. Navigation reach heading level 2 category navigation. Navigation region. Link images.
Here you have your images.
Navigation region, settings support mail list heading level 2 user navigation.
And then here you have some more navigation options here.
Settings support mail list of 3 items. Link settings.
Here's your settings. You can go through and change various settings in here, just like you can with Google.
Link support.
Support.
Visited link mail.
And mail. Now, StartPage does have its own mail service, and I will say that I have not played with it, so I don't know in terms of accessibility how user-friendly it is, but what I do know is that they do charge for it, and I'm not quite sure on the pricing, but I think it's somewhere around $5 a month, but what that gives you is if you need your emails to be encrypted, you would want to consider using StartPage as your mail client. Again, I haven't really dove into that deeply, but if there's enough interest, I'd be willing to do a separate demo of the mail portion at a later time.
List end. Navigation replanned. Heading level 1, the world's most revisited link, startpage.com.
And here again, you just have your, just saying, you know, the world's most private search engine.
Land, heading level 2, search with StartPage. What are you searching?
And here, it says, what are you searching for?
Edit.
Here's your standard search edit box, which I'll cover in a second. I'll go back to that in a minute.
Search button.
And then you have your search button. Just like Google, though, you don't necessarily have to tab to the search button. If you just hit enter, it will initiate the search. But that's just another way. For some reason, if enter isn't working, you can tab to the search button and just activate that with space or enter, and that will initiate search.
Land, the world's most private search engine. Land, same page, link, learn more. Land, heading level 4, our story.
This, you have a heading here, it says our story, and it's just, that is pretty self-explanatory. It just tells you, you know, how did this get started, things like that, you know, what sets them apart from everyone else. One thing I will mention is if you are a Chrome user, you can have StartPage as your search engine, but it will not be listed in search engines by default. You'll need to go in, you go into your Chrome settings, and you go under search engine. You'll see a link that says manage search engine, and from there you'll have a list of the available options, and you can choose StartPage from there. So that's just a quick Chrome tip, and you can do similar thing in Firefox and Internet Explorer. The directions for changing this vary between browsers. If anybody has any issues with changing that, I'd be happy to go through it at a later time. But for now, I'm just going to go back to the top of the page now.
Startpage.com, that main region.
I'm going to navigate to the search box so you can see how search works.
What are you edited?
Okay, so now I'm focused on the edit field, and now I have my JAWS set to semi-auto forms mode. So I'm going to press enter here to get me into the search box. And I'm just going to type something into the search field so you can see. So now I just pressed enter there and you saw
search results dash Google Chrome.
So now we are on the search results page, and I can just use standard JAWS navigation keys now to navigate through the search results. And one thing that I really like about this search engine over Google is that you don't see any advertisements. So a lot of times if you perform a search on Google, if you navigate by headings, you'll find that there's a lot of advertisements in addition to the actual search results, but start page does not show any ads at all. Or if it does, it's very, very rare. So I'm just going to navigate a few of these results just to show you.
Web results heading level 3.
So now you noticed that when I pressed H now, it skipped directly to the web results. And I'll just navigate again.
Heading level 3 with Vibu. Link http://www.vibu.fi/link/anonymous-view.
I was trying to do a search and Google did not come up with that, so I'm going to redo that. I apologize, folks. My JAWS is currently not cooperating, so I'm going to switch to NVDA for a second here.
Startpage.com search results documents. Search combo box has auto you blank.
So now that I'm using NVDA, but the process is still going to be the same. I'm going to repeat the search that I did, but this time I'm going to add a couple additional keywords to make this a little bit more accurate.
G.O.R.G. Startpage.com search results. Search combo box at button clear.
And another thing to point out here is now that I have performed a search, you can, of course, and you press enter on the edit field and you can backspace out your search that way, but there's also a clear button. So if you just want to quickly clear the contents of that edit field, you can do that by just activating the clear button. So that's just another way of clearing your search.
Button start page search.
As I mentioned before, you have your navigation link to the top, you have your settings, your
link support,
and your mail.
Button web. Button images.
And here's one more thing I want to show you. Right below the navigation links for support mail, you have several different options as to what you can search. So you have, you can search the web, you can search images.
Button videos.
You can search videos.
Button news.
News.
Button anytime. Link advanced.
Anytime. And then there's also an advanced search. I have not dove deeply into that. This is based off of Google, so a lot of this will be familiar if you use Google search.
Sponsored links, frame clickable link, vision assistive feature, link about.att.com.
As you can see from this search, there will be some sponsored links here, but again, it's pretty rare that you'll see that. So I'm just going to press the letter H here.
Web results heading level 3.
After I did that, you saw that it skipped right to the web results, which is what we would want. It just makes navigating things a little bit easier. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to down arrow.
Link heading level 3 Vibug dash visually impaired in blind user group.
And one thing that I particularly like, especially because I'm a Braille user, is that when you're using this particular search engine with the Braille display, the link will actually be shown on the Braille display, whereas JAWS will read it to you, but even though JAWS reads it, it's not being shown on the Braille display. But here, if you down arrow past the web result, you will see the link in Braille, which is nice.
Link http://www.vibug.org/.
And you saw that JAWS read it to you?
Link Vibug. The link anonymous view. Link heading. Link http. Link anonymous view.
Now, like I said, since this is a private search engine, what I did there was I down arrowed past the link and you heard it say anonymous view. So So that just confirms that this is indeed a private search engine and it's not collecting any of your data. One difference here, I'm going to show you. I'm going to activate this link.
Link heading level 3, untitled-Google Chrome. Vibug-visually impaired and blind user group-Google Chrome. Vibug dat, heading level 1, welcome to Vibug. Vibug. And visually impaired users of computers and other assistive technology.
When you activate the link, you're going to be taken directly to that web page, and the web page is going to display exactly how it appears. One thing that is important to note is that when you click a link with Start Page, it's going to open in its own tab. So this is where things differ a little bit from Google, in that if you click a link from Google, it's going to open in the same tab, and when you want to go back to the main Google search page, you can just press Alt left arrow, or you can activate the back button in the file menu. But here, your search results are going to open in their own tab. So just keep that in mind, especially if you have a lot of tabs. If you're not careful, it could cause Chrome to become overwhelmed with the number of tabs. So just keep that in mind when you are using this particular search engine. There is a mobile version of this. However, I found that it does not interface with Safari. So unfortunately, you cannot have Start Page as your default search engine for Safari, but there is a mobile app, and it does function in the same way as the web version, but again, you just don't have that integration with Safari. Hopefully, down the road, the developers will at some point integrate that, but right now it's its own standalone app. And if anybody wants to download it, it is free. When you go in the App Store, the app is called startpage.com. It's not iXQuick like the website, it's just StartPage. If you want to download that app and give it a try, you are more than welcome to do that. And the interface for the app is pretty much the same as I showed you here. That's just a quick overview of just another option if you want a search engine that is private and that's not going to track you at all.
Just as a comment, what I didn't hear in the background recording is with Google, it gives you the link, but it also gives you some content from the website, supposedly to try to answer your question, so you don't necessarily have to click on the link go to the website. I got the impression that this search engine just serves up websites but doesn't give you any content from within the website.
I think that's true.
How do they make their money if it's a private one? Do they charge or what?
Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
This is actually about the Google search engine. As Kelsey said, it's gotten much busier with all sorts of crap. Before you get to search results and all of that, are there any ways you can customize the Google search so you just get a nice, clean search like used to be the case?
You know, when using a screen reader with Google, the one thing I like to do is that after I do my search, you know, the actual real results, not the sponsored all that nonsense, it's a level 3 heading. So if you hit the shortcut key for your level 3 heading, you know, the 3, it should move you right to that one.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes there's a few heading 3s above. But it'd be nice if we could just go back to being uncluttered like it used to be.
One big complaint about Google that's been mentioned in past meetings is after you've examined your first website and you want to return to Google page to look at the second website, there's no back path. They have to do the search all over.
The way I handle that,
Jeff, is that when I go to my search results in Google, I find something I want to look at. Instead of hitting enter, I do a shift enter. That opens up the result in a new page. And then I read the page and I close it out. And the resulting page that's left over is still the Google search results. What about DuckDuckGo? Does anybody know how that's monetized? That one, I think they have a grant from somewhere. I think I read that one time.